Do you find yourself lost in your own life, putting others' needs before your own, feeling guilty when saying no, overloaded with the weight you allowed upon your own shoulders? If so, this episode is for you. Shh, Tim's talking. I'm Tim Robinson, and like you, have come a long way. I work with around 50 companies and indulge in over 30 revenue-generating opportunities, and I'm ready to share my life's lessons with you. Most I've learned the hard way. Join me at Take It From Tim, where Tim's talking about life, career, relationships, failure, motivation, and some fun product reviews and unboxing. My channel is unscripted, unbiased, and completely raw. Embark on an exciting journey with me as we learn and unlearn together. Ready to take it for the TIM? That's Tim. That's me. Hey, 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 this is Tim Robinson. This is Take It From The TIM, and that's Tim. Compromising for others. Wow, what a topic. I know personally that I'm one that have compromised for others, and I've done a lot of things in order to please and appease others. And if you were to really ask me why I did it, I really can't answer it. Maybe a part of it could be low self-esteem. Hey, I have to admit it, maybe I did not have the self-esteem internally that I thought I had, that people felt I had externally, and because of that, maybe it had me in a position of compromising how I felt about things in order to please or appease others. I also felt myself being last in my own life. What I mean by that is that I put everyone's needs before my own. If it was something that I really needed to do for myself, I looked at it like, okay, I can come back for this because I really need to help out this individual. And by doing that, and especially the amount of time that I did that, I really was allowing other people to supersede who I was, where I was, and what was important to me in order to make whatever they needed done a priority. And I know that there are listeners that are out there that can relate to that. Being last in their own lives and putting other people's needs before their own. Feeling guilty when I said no. My no's were a maybe. Maybe I won't do this. Maybe I will. It was just a maybe, and it was extremely hard for me to say no. And then those around me knew how to play on my emotions, and they would put me in a position of feeling a guilt trip when I did say no. So I would say no, and I would get the sad faces, or I would get the sort of silent treatment, or the indifference, and the gestures and the body language and all of that. And because of that, I would change my no a lot of times because they would take me out with guilt. And I'm going to tell you something. Until you get to a point of learning to have your no as a firm no, you will always feel guilty and you will always be manipulated. People are really good at manipulating you if you allow them to. So I had to start changing my the way that I thought and the way that I received things and being a little bit harder on the inside, that I was able to accept a no for what it was. It was a no, and that was it. So this is a part of my growth, and even at this point of my life, I am still growing in these areas. Being overloaded with the weight you allowed on your shoulder. And what I mean by the weight you allowed on your shoulders is that no one can make you do anything that you don't want to do. It's what you take on to do. And that's the weight that you have on your shoulders when you allow other people to control and manipulate you in your own life. So you find yourself burdened when you really don't have to be burdened if you just said no and you made yourself a priority in your own life. So these are some of the ways that we find ourselves in a compromising position with others. And it's time that you become first in your life. It's okay to help other people and to desire to be of service because, hey, we should be of service to others and help others when we can. And that is the operative statement, when we can. But it's also even more important, in my belief, that you become important in your own life. So learn not to compromise yourself so much for others, and also learn that you are valuable in your own life. This is Tim Robbins, and this is Take It From the TIM. I hope that you got something from that message. Hey, 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 this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From the TIM, and that's Tim. I want to give you the schedule of the upcoming podcast. I've decided to make this a 3-day-a-week endeavor. Podcasts will be coming out on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So make sure that you mark your calendars for Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and podcasts will usually be released around the noontime hour. Set your schedule for Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and come back and see me at Take It From the TIM. That's Tim, and that's me. I'll see you in the next podcast. Tell a friend, and come on back and see me.